Today's share is being sponsored by Yael Matansky, Zecher Nishmas' mother, Martha Levitansky, Allah Shalom. Today is going to be an interesting share. It's always, okay.
You never finished the Akapala.
And no one ever agrees to that. That's the assumption of everybody. However, it's not so poshut. There's a child of Shuvas Vivosh. In Simon Tzadik Vav, he has the kasha. In time of the Beis Hamikdash, they were Mekadesh, the Chodesh, Alpiyariya. He used to wait all months. Those are learning Daf Yomi. Recently, he's learning in Daf Yomi. Chodesh Ir, Chodesh Sivan, the agent used to come and they say witness, they saw the Kiddush Levana. So the Vashi has a kasha, why do you need to have an agent to come on Chodesh Sivan? If you knew when Rosh Chodesh Ir was, it matter you know when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was. Rosh Chodesh was, because we know there has to be a certain amount of days from Pesach until Shavuos. So if you know when Rosh Chodesh Ir came out, so you figure out the count of days, let's say it was a Moleh, a Chaser, whatever it is, you know that what the next month was, so that the Shavuos should come out on the 6 day of Sivan. So you always know the amount of days that's necessary. So effective Rosh, if you already knew when Rosh Chodesh Ir was, what do you need Eidim for Rosh Chodesh Sivan? You already knew when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was. If you knew Rosh Chodesh was, then you know the farm what Rosh Chodesh Sivan was. And you knew when to mark of the Karma Rosh Chodesh. That's one kasha the Rosh asked. The Rosh asked the second kasha that Shavuot was, we know always comes out Rav Sivan. So if Ir was a Chodesh Malay, then we know for sure Sivan was a Chodesh Chasa. And if Ir was a Chodesh Chasa, the Meir Sivan was a Chodesh Moleh. The Meir said Shavuot should come out on the 6 day of Sivan because it wouldn't come out any other way. So why do you have to have Eidim and Shluchim going? Eidim and Shluchim going out, Eidim coming, and Shluchim coming with Chodesh Sivan. In fact, sometimes it was Negei Chil Shabbos. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that you were allowed to even Chal Shabbos or such a thing. But if you knew for sure when Chodesh Sivan was, why do you have to send Shluchim and Eidim the whole thing? That's the Rosh asked the Shtaka Kasha. Zok the Rosh Teres. That the Emes, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the Shluchim didn't have to go out. And Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the Shluchim didn't have to go out. Eidim. The Eidim didn't have to go out. They didn't have to go out. The Medea and the Gaila, when is Rosh Chodesh? Since they already knew already when Pesach was. And they knew when Shavuot, and you knew exactly when Shavuot was. Since he counted 50 days to Oima, even not knowing what Chodesh was, he counted that we knew what Pesach was. The 50 days later was the Oima, and that was the Matan Torah. So over there, the reason why we still have to have Edom and Shluchim, the whole works is because there was a Dr. Vivash. He says you have to always be Kash Chodesh on Piriya whenever you had Shluchim. To be ma'abed the chayish, because the mitzvah same in Atayah, the kaddish hachadashim, in such a way, like it says in Pashas Bai, achaydash hazeh lochem reish chadashim, and the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, daf chaf amud aleph, shehera kodesh baruch hu Moshe Rabbeinu levana b'chidusha, the Moshe levana b'chidusha, v'amal like kazer v'ev kaddish. That's the Gemara. So it comes out even on Sivan, they had to Mekash Apiria. And even though we knew it was when Chag Shavuos was, you still, since you had the Smuchim there, you had the best Nagadol there, and so on. So Mela, you knew what, you had to Mekash Chodesh, because the Mitzvah Mekash Chodeshim. Alright, so what do you have to wait for Edom to come to Mekash Chodesh Sivan? the Chayiv can mekayish on the 30th day even without Edom. If you know the month before is 29 days, so this Chayiv is 30 days. Since the Shavuot should come on 6 days, 7. Zakti Rosh Achidish Gadol. He says, there's no Kepeda that Shavuot has to be above 7. Who says Shavuot has to be above 7? Shavuot could be, Shavuot could be Hey 7, could be Zion 7, doesn't have to be Dafki Rav, it could be the 5th day of 7 or the 7th day of 7. The Torah was not Torah, Chag HaShavuot, Yom Matan Torah. Two separate things. Mat the Torah was one time, but it has not to be Shavuot, could be even when it's not the Zman of Matan Torah. All you have, it has to be Chamish Olayim, and that's it. And then if you look around, and those who know Chumash, doesn't say anywhere by Chag HaShavuot, Zman Matan Torah. Doesn't say anywhere. You see anywhere? Chazachata, all these halachas of Aimer. Don't say what it was Matan Torah. We know from the Seder it was Matan Torah, but the Torah Gdashi never says that on Chag HaShavuot is Matan Torah. We say the davening, but the Torah Gdashi itself it doesn't say. It says he says you have Shavuot 50 days after Pesach, and that's it. Today we know Kavir Diacha, so we already know he's no ear is always Malei, Rosh Chodesh is Malei. Emes Shreis Nissen is always Chasa, so you know the Chag HaShavuot comes out the 6 day Nissen. But in the time when there was time based on Migdash and Yisub Kasha Piriya, it was not Dafke came out of Sivan. Sometimes it's possible to come out Hey Sivan, sometimes it comes out Zayin Sivan. So therefore, the Rivash ends off. The Rivash ends off and says, there's no Heklech that Shavuot has to be on Yon Shanil by Torah. And he brings a strong raya to it. The Rosh brings a very strong raya to his thing, to his side, which is the Chayah Chidish Gadol. Everyone knows Yom Matan Torah. He's coming throwing a monkey match and all things. Now Yom Matan Torah. He says he brings a strong raya. Those learned Daf Yomi recently, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav Amnal says, Atzeres Pamim Hei B'Sivim, Pamim Vav B'Sivim, Pamim Zayim B'Sivim. Sometimes Shavuot could come out on the 5th day of Sivim, the 6th day seven or the 7th day seven. Okay, that in Ir Sivim Ayim Aleihem. If the month of Ir Sivim Ayim Aleihem, then Shavuot came out Hey Sivim. And if one and if Ir Sivim was Malim was Chasa, so then Shavuot came out above Sivim. And if both months were Chaserim, then it came out Zayin Sivim. So you see, you don't have to Shavuot after Shavuot does not be Dafki Yeshivim by Torah. That because we know the Torah was above Sivim. Who says that's the of Sivan? So Mela, he comes and says the Chiddush Gadol is that that after Shavuot is going to my Matan Torah. That's not the Matan Torah. The same thing speaks out in Yitzvah in Shabbos that pays Zayin on the base. He says, same you say. Shavuot is Matan Torah is something else. It doesn't have to be in the same time. The Chaya, this Rivash and Yitzvah are the Chaya Tmurmoid. Connected to Kama Chazal. Well, come on with our understanding of all the years. Oh, Shavuot is Matan Torah. One second. For we have Gemara, it's not like that. The Gemara of Tzachim, Dav Chassam Ches, on the base says, Amar Ablaza, Hakam Maidim Batzeres, Abin Amachem. Everyone Maid is Maidah, Adiyam Tzayva, Yichati Hashem, Chati Hachem. But on Shavuot, everyone holds, has to be Lachem. My Taima, Yon Shinit Matayah. Most is clear, Shavuot Yoshini Matayah. Common knowledge is like that. Yes, any child. What Shavuot my Matan Torah? So you see, Kor, most is clear, Yoshini Matayah. And also, most is right over there, in Psachim Samaches and Beis. The Ma'at Breda Avina, Yav Kula Shasav Tanisa, Yosef Kula Shasav Tanisa, Oye Sat Tainis, Revam Et Seres, Apoya, Omar Yamin de Kippur. Besides, Shavuot, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. That says, why did he that? Why did not fast on the Teres? Mishum Shiyan Shinit by Torah. How can I fast? It's the Simcha Klai Yisrael. How can I fast? Yon Shinit by Torah. So the Gemara says, "Man, it's done Pashut. Shavuot is Yom Torah." And according to the Rosh Hashanah, it's Shai Chag Shavuot not to be on Zman Matan Torah. So what's going on over here? Second Kasha. Gemara Megillah Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Mar says, when it comes to Shavuot, when you read, when you read, when you read the, say, take out Sefer Torah, take out two seftaris. Well, one, the first seftaris take out. You read from Achodesh Ashlish in Parshas Yisrael. You read about Matan Torah, which is the Parsha of Matan Torah. Rashi says, why do you take it out? Why read the Achodesh Ashlish? He says, my Matan Torah. So the Gemara took on clearly that Shavuot is my Matan Torah. The Chaya, according to Yavash and the Ritva, how does Shavuot to write Yonim Matan Torah? Sometimes the Shavuot doesn't come out of Matan Torah. He just said, Katsuma Gemara, saying his vice is always in command of Sivan. So Chaya is now is Matan Torah. So sometimes we're reading the wrong Pasha. Should be reading it's about Matan Torah, it's not Matan Torah. Third Kasha. The Ran in the Sachim says, the Mechashrim, the Nyayim, the Simchas Torah. So Lashon Ran. Right after Pesach comes, you count from there 50 days. Why? The Yom, you count 50 days, the Yom Simchas Torah. Either according to the Rosh and the Ritva, it's not Dafka's Mam Matan Torah. Fourth Kasha. The Chinuch says, the Mitzvah Shintes. Obayayim, this is the Lashon. Obayayim, Hachamishim Zeh, Shayayim Shinit Matayah, Uchag Atzeres. When from Pesach he counts 50 days, and then on 50th day it's Yom Shinit Matayah, Shu Chag Atzeres. And it's a Ganki Chashuot called Chag Atzeres, and it's also called Chag Atzeres. But today it's Yom Shinit Matayah. So you see Chag Atzeres in the Kusha with Nisim Satayah. The Chayat, the Fush, not like the Yivash, and not like the Yitzvah. Chayat, Shtaka Kashas. The Chayat could say Teretz. So what the Chok Yankee says. That Mar Avram, in the beginning of Tav, Chok Yankee is in Tav Tzadik Dalet, Tifkan Aleph. The Mar Avram speaks out, beginning of Tav Tzadik Dalet, he says like this. This is the Mar Avram is. Mar Avram is the Kasha. Since we know the Gemara says, the Yom HaChemish, that on Thursday, they left Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Tei Zayin on Beis, the day they left Mitzrayim was Yom Chamishi. That's what Gemara says. And on Yom Rav, they started counting the fifth, counting to Sphira. So come down, if you have no boot mess, so what's the Yom Chamishi? Well, come out, Thursday starts the first day. So come down to Yom Chamishi. Is the 50th day? It's Friday. Friday is we start counting. Friday is the 50th day. But the Gemara says, Kuliyama says that Yom Shini B'Torah was Shabbos. So it comes out for Esther Magavram. It comes out the Torah wasn't given the 50th day from Pesach. It was given the 51st day. What? Yeah. But you see from the Gemara like that. So you see the 51st, it's the first and 53rd. So why do we make Shavuot on the 50th day? The Chayah Shavuot you should make on the 51st day. This is the Magavam. So Avram gives a startling terrace. What's the Magavam say? Why do you Shavuot 50th day? Why is Shavuot the 50th day? Shavuot 51st day? So it says, is Baal Leram, is this a Russian of the Magavam? Bob Ramaz Lano Yanta Shane Shagolas. Guns to Ramazas Sashi Yanta Shane Shagolas. So really Shmuel should be on the 51st day. What's coming and why do the 50th but we make 50 day, but we make 51st day, so Ramaz Yanta Shane Shagolas. That's what Magalong is attached. Frank the Chok Yankiv, two strong kashas on the Magalong. So it comes out, he says, according to the Magalong, the main day of Shavuot is the second day, not the first day of Shavuot. Huh? It should be 51, 52. Right, something like that. It hits Hepach. It's 50. It should be. You're right. It should be. And in more Shavuot, that those who know the Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Yontif will make more things on the second day Yontif than the first day Yontif. Here should be a Hepach. It should be make on the first day than the second day. The Chayav. The second Kasha Chok Yankiv. The second Kasha my Kasha. This is another Kasha. Chok Yankiv, ask another kasha. What about Ben Eretz Yisrael? Ben Eretz Yisrael is only one day Yontif. He's keeping the long day Shavuot. Because it's only one day Yontif. Comes out, you're making Yontif Betoyis. Shavuot should have been the 51st day from Pesach. And here you were messing up the mess, according to Ramon Avram, you messing up all the it was going to have to sell to keep them on the Yantif.
There's another
type of
decree.
Huh? There's another type of decree. Yeah, but this is even stronger. You keep the wrong day Yantif, you know. You know, there's a, I don't go into it, but we once spoke, I think we once spoke about it, that some people hold, some people paskin, when you, especially you go to Australia, past the international dateline, how do you count Shavuos? How do you count Shavuos? It's a sphere. I mean, it's, you count Shavuos. You count sphere. What do you do with sphere? So what do you count when it comes to the sphere? You count 50 days. Now, it's a whole shadow of sphere. So we mentioned the three sheets of Paiskim. What do you do with sphere counting? But what do you do with Shavuos? So there's some Paiskim that hold that you count your own 50 days. You count your own 50 days. So if you fly to Australia, you keep Shavuos different than everybody else. You count your different, you count the different Shavuos. I think we spoke about this year, many years ago. Right, yeah. I don't want to say name, right? He's the only one holding that. Only one holding that. No! You can't go Shavuos. You go to Australia. If Shavuos comes out this year, Wednesday, Thursday, it's Thursday, Friday. Because you keep your own 50 days. Huh? That's something else. He said you have to keep your 2 days on. You say your Chag HaShavuos is there on Thursday and Friday. That's it. Keep your own thing. Everyone disagrees.
But he says you can even do Malacha.
Yeah, yeah. It's a regular weekday. Regular weekday. Sunday? I know. First of all, the Tshuva Mechit Yitzchak, Kama Tshuva that disagrees him strongly. But I know someone once mentioned, told me he wants to mention to Ramosha the sheet. He didn't say the name, who said it. This is the most answer. Dava Muzamoid. That was the answer.
I think Rabbi Levine wrote a letter to the Rebbe.
No, not a letter.
Right.
So anyway, Baba Maisa, Baba Ma. So anyway, so Baruchaya comes out of here, according to Mag Avram, we keep the person Ben at the source, keep him on the Yantif. Yeah. No. Anyway, what? Yeah, but it doesn't make difference. We're talking about today. So anyway, Chach Yankiv gives the answer according to the verse you mentioned before. The MS, the Pasuk, was entirely Yantiv Shavuos, the Yom Matantaya. And Yom Chamishim Ayma, it just called the 50th day Ayma. Just as man as that. Since we know Kri Diyacha, the Olam Ir always comes out Moreh, and Simon always comes out Chaser, so it always comes out that the 50th day always comes out above Simon. So maybe that's why we say in Davening, Zman Mat Tereseinu. So that, if you say that, that's the Gemara says in Shavuos, that it could be sometimes, Hey Simon, Vav Simon, Zayin Simon, that's talking Davke at a time when the Mekadosh Api Ariya. But now, that they were Kaveh Chadash, now we have a Kriyas of Chadashim, how to make months and so on. So Mela always comes out of Sivan. So the 50th day of Pesach comes out, the Shavuos comes out the 50th day after Pesach. And the Kuli Alma comes out the Yonshin in Matera. So Mela comes to this, he can answer all the Gemara, Kashas, on the Yavash and the Ritva. Because all the Gemara's are talking after Kriyas Chadashim. So Mela Shavuos always came out. I'm about Simon Kuyama. So Mela was Yanshin in my Torah. This Teretz I found in the Tzlach. Tzlach says this Teretz. However, Tzlach says he can't say it. I thought it was very glad. The Teretz, everything, but the Tzlach says he can't say it. Why? The Tzlach, he asked the Kasher on this. The Gemara Tzachim says in Samachesim days that the Hakom Maidim. Everyone knows the 6 day thing was Torah was given. Who's the one that says it? Rav Lazar ben Pados. He was a Talmud from Rabbi Yochanan. In time of Rabbi Yochanan, there's some Kash al Piriya. Like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Chafar from the Aleph says clear like that. There's some Kash Chadash in them. And the Rambam says clear like that. Rambam. In Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perkei Halacha Gimel says like this is a lashon. Umeimasai Yitzchilo Kol Yisrael Chasher Cheshbon Zeh. When did they start making the Cheshbonis that we have all the Cheshbonis like we have today with the calendar? Was only says the Rambam Misayv Chach Me'agamor. Beishachom Eretz Yisrael. V'loi Nisha Hashem Bezen Kavua. When Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, and there was no Bezen Kavua anymore. So maybe they had to make the calendar so that until Mashiach comes, we should know how when Yom Tovim are. Aber mei chach ha-mishma, sagt der Lashon Rambam, chumel chendi mei chach me-agmor, im yemei ha-bayi rava, al kviyas ha-etz Yisrael, hoi yisamchem. They used to be samach on the, we're samach on ha-etz Yisrael. So, frek the slach, it comes out that we're still in the time of the Gemara, of Loza Padas, is Yonshin Yid Baitaya, but sometimes there was still Kasha Periya. So, l'chay, sometimes you come out Hei Sivan, Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan. Because it fluctuated. So the Chaya, Tzvach is, comes out according to Tzvach, the Teretz we mentioned, the side of the Chok Yankov, he can't use. So maybe the Tzvach comes and gives his own Teretz. He comes and gives his own Teretz. And what is the Teretz, he says? The Chiddush Gadol, he says. The Tzvach is in Psachim, some Chesron days. Tzvach says, all 3 days, Hei Sivan, Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan, is called the Man Matan Torah. Called Zman Matan Torah. Hey Sivan, he's this with the Tzach writes. Hey Sivan was we were Kabbalah Torah. We said Nas Sivan Ishma. On the sixth day of Sivan, all the Machshava Shai said we're in nothing bar. It was all Machshava Bayin Shem to give Christ all the Torah. Umashvi was the Kabbalah Pail. On the seventh day of Sivan was Kabbalah Torah Pail. So Meir says that the Gemara says. The Bible says, "How come it says Yom Shini Vatayra Yisrael is whatever? Whenever Shavuot comes out, that's Yom Shini Matan Torah. Since all 3 days are still like one big day, whenever it comes out, that's not Matan Torah. That's it. That's what the Tzach says. The Chiddush Gadol. So if you, it doesn't make a difference if you make Shavuot on Hey Sivan, Rav Sivan, or Zayin Sivan. That's called Yom Matan Torah because all 3 days were Nichlal in the Sinis Torah. That's what the Tzach says." According to that, you can answer Kasha and Mephoshim is. Mephoshim is the Kasha. We daven you on Yontif. What do you say? Rosh Hashanah, you say, B'yayim ha-tikon azeh. Today is Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, you say, B'yayim ha-kippur azeh. Today is Yom Kippur. And in Pesach, you say, Yom Chag HaMatzot azeh. And comes Sukkot, you say, Chag HaSukkot Hazeh. When it comes Shmi HaTzeres, you say, Shmi HaTzeres HaChag Hazeh. When it comes to Shavuot, the Mishan HaLoshen, he says, Man Matan Tereseinu. Why say Yom Matan? Why say Yom Matan Tereseinu? Yom Tereseinu, Yom Matan Tereseinu. What is this man? So according to this, he can ask the coin to Tzach, he can say, this man means, could be this, any of these 3 days. Any 3 days could be the time that you're, that could be Zman Matan Tereseinu. So according to that, the answer to Kasha for Hashem is, why Mishan HaLoshim? Why? Because it's not that it's always Rav Sivan. Sometimes it came out Hey Sivan, some it came out Zayin Sivan. According to the side of the Tzach, V'chay Kimi Yashiv, a Kasha with the Mogav Omes. Mogav Omes, we mentioned before, he says, why do you make Shavuos on the 50th day from Pesach? If the Klal Yisrael went out from Mitzrayim on Thursday, so it comes out the 50th day is their Shabbos, and Shabbos is their 51st day, and everyone holds the Torah was given on Shabbos. The Torah was the 51st day, not the 50th day. So the Magen says it's Bar Ramez the Yom Tashenu Shagoyis. And we mentioned the Chok Yankim is, so it comes out Yonta Sheni Zika, and not the first day Yontif. And the second day Yontif, and the second Kash is, B'nai Yat Yisrael, they're making the Yontif the wrong day. However, according to Tzlach, he could say to it, that if all 3 days, as Maksida, all Sida, Zman Matan Tereseinu, so may there's no Chilek. It's Zman Matan Tereseinu, here's the Kasha, the Chilek is not Zman Matan Tereseinu, it is. One of these 3 days, the Oish Shach is called Zman Matan Tereseinu. The Ikkis account 49 days from Pesach and the 50th day is Yom Tov Shavuos. If it comes out Hey Sivan, Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan, Koin Tzach, it doesn't matter. It's all considered Zman Matan Tereseinu. So Koin Tzach, that will also enter the Kasha of the Mogen Avraham, of the Tzach that has in the Mogen Avraham. However, there's another Kasha. That's the Chayesh Shver. I'm jumping ahead. No, there's another, but the Ikka Kusha Magavram, that the Chayesh Shver was given on the 51st day, on Zayin Sivan, it should be come out Zayin Sivan, not Zayin Sivan. I saw a Mardik of Sam Sefer. Sam Sefer is Al Atayra. In two places he says it. In Sam Sefer, and Ikka Kasha, the Chayesh comes out, that it was the 51st day, Zayin Sivan came out and Torah was given, not the 50th. So I saw Sam Sefer Al Atayra in Pasha's Boy, and also in Joshua Sam Sefer, he's a little, mark, a little bit more. In Joshua Sam Sefer, Chayesh Beis, you want to look it up, if you can't find anything, there's a page, Reish Pei Dalet. It says it in two places. I found this in the Siddur Sam Sefer. Sam Sefer, and the Siddur, I looked at what he writes on Shavuos. So he brings down quotes to Sam Sefer in two places. So anyway, so he says, he said from his Rebbe Daflo. He says, Daflo says, there's a difference the way a Yid counts a day and a guy counts his days. A Yid, always, the day follows the night. Night starts at night in evening, the day starts in evening, Tichin is until, say, to come or skier to the next day. A guy starts differently. First starts the day, then starts the night. That's what the Aflah says, he says. So, Sam Sefer says, according to what he heard from his rabbi, he says, from the Aflah, he gives a different test completely. We pass him by, like I said, he saw always the day follows the night. And by Benaya, always the night follows the day. Why is the day, night follows the day? Because it says, Yarn, Laila, Laish, Baita. First it says Yarn, then it says Laila. So you see always the day, that the day, first starts the day, then starts the night. So the day Yisrael, before Matan Torah, that it didn't like Benayach, until Matan Torah. So it comes out, that you count the 49 days, you start counting from the night, the second day of Pesach. So it comes out, that the 50th day, if she is not Hushlam yet. So it comes out, according to the, if you're a holak, you were a din of Benayach, it came out that it was the 50th day. And if for the Benayach, it was the 50th day. And for Bnei Yisrael, it was the 51st day. Then it was 51st. They know it was 51st, right. And Bnei Yisrael was coming out the 50th day. So Neila, it's not Kasha, the Kasha, the Mogavom. This is straight off law. He uses for other things also. There's a famous Kasha that many Achraim discuss. It says, let me finish. Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So Avram Avinu kept everything. Moses and Shaila, it was even Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchum, Shaila and Girsus. Kept everything. So Shteit Chazal. So Chayas, I think it's Gemara Nevin. So Chaya, they asked the Kasha, how could Avram keep Kol HaTorah Kula? The din is, Avram Avinu did like a Benayach. The Akam Shashavas is Chay Misa. So Avram Avinu, he kept Shabbos every Shabbos. He was Chayim Misa every Shabbos. How can he keep Shabbos? So that's the kasha that many Achraim ask. So again, so I said, it's not the same malacha we do malacha. If he schlepped the table up the stairs, that's doing malacha for a guy. So it's not, but a yid, it's not even a yisa. So that's one teretz again. But the Aflah says it's this teretz. The Aflah wrote the teretz. He writes in Amakna. In Sefer Amakna Kedusha, that's what Mazayin on base. So he says over there, Terence, he says like this. He says, if the guy's Saturday is different than ours, then it's no kasha. Because by a guy, what's Saturday? Starts from Saturday, Shabbos morning until this morning, Sunday morning. So Avraham Avinu needed Malacha on Matzah Shabbos. And also, he could probably write my Bermeresh, I said, probably say, he made Abdullah. Friday, he did Malacha on Erev Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos. So Mela, he just did the Malacha from Shkia on Friday afternoon to take the cover of Shabbos. So Mela, he's covered from all ends, because he didn't keep the Shabbos of the guy, he kept the Shabbos of the Yid. And by guy, he did Malacha on Shabbos. So Mela, that's how far he uses the Teretz. So why did the Teretz? All right.
Question?
Yes.
Isn't it more stated by
Kabbonis,
the Yoim,
is Lila's
first after
a Yoim? Only Kabbonis.
Based on Kabbonis.
Huh? Oimer's
Kabbonis.
Then not so the floor. Here's Dovbas, I can't tell you. All right.
If you learn Moshe Rabbeinu was hoyse if you're mechel midaisa, why is the whole thing shver?
Huh?
If you learn Moshe Rabbeinu was hoyse if you're mechel midaisa, so now it's not shver.
Well, from noon to that's someone mentioned that before. Someone mentioned before. All right. But what the Kashi Kness on the Mogavam, they says that Yain Nun Aleph is coming to Meramez Yon Tashen Shagayitz is a chay shver. Why? Because there's a whole shayla. Why do we have Yantav Shenish Shavuos? The Shayni Master Kasha, why do we have 2 days of Shavuos? You always know when Pesach was. Once you knew when Pesach was, automatically you know when Shavuos was. There's no strength of the Yema. The only time is you have 2 days beyond the strength of the Yema. But how does Shach strength of Yema Shavuos? This is Shayni Master Kasha. The Rambam Master Kasha, and the Tvoros the Kasha. We always know why in 2 days of I can stand other Yom Tani Hashem Yitzvake the Yoma, but here it's not Shach Tzvake the Yoma even a half a minute because you always count the 50 days for Pesach Shavuos.
It depends which day is the right day of Pesach.
Huh? We know which the right day of Pesach was.
What?
Yeah, but we knew which the real day was.
Afterwards.
Afterwards. Shluchim finally came. When Shluchim came, we knew when it was. Alright. So anyway, so the Rambam asks his Kasha. The Rambam in the Hilchos Kish HaChodesh Peregim HaLoch Yud Beis, and I'll quote the Russian Rambam. The Rambam says Yesh B'Kemes Shoyim Magim Aleim Shluchay Nisan Lengim Lahem Shluchay Tishrei. There are certain places that the Shluchay Nisan was able to come on Nisan and they didn't come on Tishrei. Umadin Hoyu Shiyasa Pesach Yem Echad, and Umadin they should have made only 1 day Pesach Shagim Lahem Shluchim. The eighth of every year in the Kavash Chodesh, and the very Rishonim make only 1 day Pesach because they knew 1 day Kavash Chodesh. The Yasi Yontosh Shachat and the Yasi Yontosh Shachat are two Shleimim, and should make Sukkot 2 days. Sharei Legiash Alem Ashluchim, because they should lachak the Moedais Hiskino, because sometimes on Pesach there was, I guess the weather was better, they were able to reach on time and Tishrei not, but still should they lachak the Moedais. Hiskino chachomen shekomokon shen shuchat tishrei begim shom oisish neum. Whenever a shluchim can get there, always it's a possibility. You always make 2 days yontif, and then he adds on these words: v'afira yontif shalateres, even shvuos. Zok the pirish on the kish haChodesh. There's no makom mishnah there, but there's another thing called pirish. Who it is doesn't say who it is. So he writes like this: Lashon shalay yontif shalateres. Shvuos natom v'ya v'lay b'shluchim. Sharei enam oisim atzeres el asfiras hayomim. Shalayma. V'fishachosh v'shel chachamen shami yitzo v'tishrei. Might make a mistake on Tishrei. If you ask to atzeres yemechot. Because if you make Shvuos only 1 day, you might say make Tishrei 1 day. Shami yas tzukos yemechot. Maybe you might make tzukos 1 day yontif. V'zeh mokosh shen shluchim tishrei megim elav. Hiskino sheyasov ve'elam akremes kol amaydim shnayam nechshash toys, because you come make a mistake, so all you tell them are 2 days yontif. 2 days yontif, no matter even Shavuot, we know for sure it should be only 1 day. Still, should come and might make a toys on Sukkot, another yom tell them. So mela Shavuot yontif 2 days. Comes out a big chiddush gadol. By me, it was a big chiddush when I saw this. It's a might be a chiddush. You tell someone you don't wear tefillin. You have to choose to wear tefillin every day. No, you might go there to all yontif. Forget it. It's yontif. All the halachas, you daven different type of davening. Everything is different. And Kehinda speaks out. Kehinda Rambam speaks out. Ritva. I found the Ritva. Ritva. And in Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, that is Chesam Aleph. He says we make 2 days. Make 2 days Shavuos. Gzera, this is Lashon Shavuos. Avdinam ba'atzeres beis yomim. Gzera shah kol moedes. Came like the Rambam. Gzera as other moedim. So we make 2 days, which we 2 days Shavuos. So it comes out that the Rambam is yontif sheni shogayis. What the Mogavam says is not machbe. It's only machbe gzera shah yom tovim. He says it comes to the Rambam second day yontif. But you see here clearly from the Rambam from his Dvar, It's only Gzeira al Shayyant Tavim. Sorachin, I don't have a Teretz. However, there's another Tshuva Sam Seifa. There's a Sam Seifa in Arachayim Simukuf Mem Hei. The Sam Seifa says, Echidish Gado. He says, Bechal Yanta Shenish. There's a whole Shayyant that came out with a get. We once spoke about this year. Right. So he spoke about it. So he says, Echidish Gado. The Yantav Sheni, Ashuas, they didn't make Yantav second day Yantav al Safek, they did out Vadai. Because they always knew when 50 days was. So it was Mesfas B'chol Adam, when Nisim was. So Melot, he says, the Lashon was Chometzvei. Second day Shuas is worse. According to the Rambam Ritzvah, it's only Machlis Zera. Really, it should be a regular weekday. It's Machlis Zera. Some say, it comes and says, no, it's not Machlis Zera, it's worse. It's a chometz faith. That's the chayy pashas shot in the chsam sefer. However, it's very shrewd the chsam sefer, and I found another chsam sefer says just the opposite. Chsam sefer in Chuvis, in Yerdei Simresh Nun, there's a shayla mila. There's all shayla in Rishayna. Mila shalad bismanai, mila shalad bismanai, and yata shayna shal goyitz. The shayla yata shayna shal goyitz. It's chira. The chsam sefer in Chuvis nice to the hakel. That a pirayv the shluchim came out the fact yontav achim shal pesach or sukkahs and koshke yont the shena shashur the shluchim came there, so it's more kurdik. So mele yichayi should have been able to do a mila shle bezman on the second yontav. They end up the dina you should be machmer b'sheva al tasa like Rabbi Shainim that hold that it's a shle bezmanai you don't do this the second yontav. Interesting. Just want to throw one thing over here. It's not mentioned all Shulchan Aruch, but I'll throw this in because I had the Shaila once. It doesn't mention if someone is a meal shloi bismanai, then the din is for sure you don't do bis. You don't bis the second day hunter. That's push off the hunter. In fact, I had two Shailas this past week. Two babies were born. Ben Ashmashis. Two boys were born. Ben Ashmashis. It would come out. It was Erev the first. One was Erev the first day Yontif, and one was Erev second day Yontif. So Shailas went to do the bris. Can you do on a Safek Ben Shlonat? No machlekes a paiskim of Chaimayz and machlekes. So the machlekes in the paiskim when you do it. I once had a Shailas many years ago, and I asked this from Moshe. He said, "Make it on Friday. You make it on. You wait to Issachar. You make to Issachar. Safek. You make to Issachar. However." And what's out of shine like this? A yaitzah daifin. A woman has a C-section. On the second day yontif, is the do a bris on the second day yontif or not? If you come on the second day yontif, let's say it was born past Thursday, yaitzah daifin. Do you make a second day yontif? So in the Shulchan Aruch, for some reason, doesn't say a word about it. In the Heintik of Paiskim, is a big machlokes of the Paiskim. Some say yes, some say no. The Maisa, Rav Moshe held you push it off. You make them. Huh? What?
It's not a natural birth.
It's not a regular birth. Yetzi Dyson. Shabbos, you don't do it. The baby's born on Shabbos. Yetzi Dyson. The woman's a C-section. You don't make a bris on Shabbos. The question is Yontif. So Yontif Sheni, do you do it or not? So yes, some say yes, some say no. I'll tell you an interesting story. I have a minute for a story. I once had a Shaila. So a baby was born downtown in Chicago. Downtown Chicago, and they went from, and the baby was born, and Rosh Hashanah came out Thursday, Friday. It was Friday. That was Rosh Hashanah. It was Thursday, Friday. So they called me to do the bris on Friday. Yeah, Friday. So I said, "How many miles down?" It was going back maybe 20 years ago. So I said, how many miles downtown? Where? I said, I have to find out. Then they told me it was 8 miles. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was Indiana Street. Indiana Street. Okay? So 8 miles. So I said, find another mile. You know, I said, if it would have been Shabbos afterwards, maybe I'd take a walk in the afternoon, stay till nighttime, chase the chavim, then drive you back. I stuck there for Shabbos also, find another mile. Anyway, I get a call from the bus to the Rebbe. The bus to the Rebbe called me up. I guess he was a shaykh of him. He calls me up. Tumah Atayva. So one second. So anyway, so My wife told me, you know, maybe check out, maybe it was a C-section. Maybe it was a C-section. I didn't think to ask about it. I said, no, anyway. So anyways, I found out it was a C-section, yeah? So anyways, he called me up, the Boston Rebbe, and he asked me, I should do mitzvah, to do the bris. So I said, Rebbe, I said, Rebbe, it's 8 miles one way. 8 miles back, 16 miles back, not to do the bris. I said, so machlekes apaiskim, and 16 miles machriya not to do it, I'm not doing it. So nice, interesting. I did the bris, they could find another mile, of course. So I did on Sunday, it was some gedalia. So I came there, and it was a spoil. I didn't see any food, fried people. The place was packed. And there was no food. I didn't see any food over there. They did the bris, I left. But when I left, I was 10, 15 minutes away. I forgot something in the house of where I did the bris. So I had to come back. Oh, there's many Yehuda Simcha there. I guess they hid all the food. The Chayde, not to show that the. Anyway, this is a true story.
Okay. Would this shayla also be effective as regabi of a woman that gets induced?
Huh?
You know, like just like a C-section.
That's an interesting kasha. It's a shayla. If someone's induced. If someone's induced on Shabbos, are you allowed on Shabbos? Can you have a bris on Shabbos or not?
1 second.
It's interesting, machlokes of Henkin and Ramosha. Ramosha is the son of Henkin. Rav Henkin held that you're not allowed to do it's a kind of thing like Yetzer Daif. It's induced as thing like Yetzer Daif, and now do the bris. Ramosha disagreed. So glad, interesting, he asked this question. This past week, there's someone that's working on the Ksav Yad from Henkin. So I asked him, do you have written down in Shuvah, the Ksav Yad of Rav Henkin, it's got to be Yad Shadev on Shabbat? He says, yeah, why are you asking? So I said, I know, Moshe used to say, oh, from Henkin. I'm happy it's the Ksav. He put out a say from Henkin, Shuvah from Henkin. And in there, there's a Shuvah from Henkin, that yeah, if you're induced on Shabbos, you now do bris the following week. That's what Henkin held. And Moshe disagreed.
So,
huh? Forces is no problem. It's all my only inducing. So anyway, so the Dina comes out. All right, how we get your pageant?
When is he inducing?
Huh?
Friday, and the baby is born on Shabbos?
No matter what. It doesn't make a difference. As long as it's induced and it comes on Shabbos, you can induce this Friday afternoon, Friday night, Shabbos morning, whenever it is.
Even if you induce it Wednesday, Thursday?
It doesn't make a difference. As long as the baby comes on soon, soon as induced, you're not allowed to.
What about breaking the bear?
Huh? Breaking bear is also inducing. Okay. Okay. You know, they say in Lakewood from Eli Yashiv, it's good on tape, they say in Lakewood from Eli Yashiv that if you when the baby's in labor, you're not allowed to induce the baby. You're not allowed to induce. Let everything go naturally. Don't get pitocin or anything. Say Eli Yashiv. So I was an answer show, so I asked Eli Yashiv. So I asked him, is there anything just different from the rabbi as that you're not allowed to induce you should let everything go naturally, not to induce at all. Don't give told him. So he started laughing. He says, "Don't miss the size on Isha." He started laughing. Yeah, of course he could. Once in labor, he said, once she's in labor, do whatever you can. We have to mitzvah Isha. Hurry up and that's it. You're pitocin. Do everything. Break the water bag. Do everything, he says. What's happening to the mitzvah size on Isha? That was his answer. All right. So back to Erech Tam Sefer. So on Yantar, we're talking about Yantar Sheni. On Yantar Sheni, so Mela, the Chassam Sefer writes in your day of Sim Reish Nun about the Nir Shvet Izmano, he says, Yishimach Mishav Al Tasa, like Rebbe Shainim. So it comes to see Chassam Sefer held that it's not Choma than any other Shai Yantar Sheni. That Yantar Sheni Shashuas, it's not, even though it's not Mitam Sofik, but Ikasin Shim Kom Mzazo Yantar Sheni Shavuos. So you see over here, that some Sofik really know that Mitam Vadai, the Oak of Izin is the Kodesh Mzazo Yantar Sheni Shavuos. Because really it should only be one day Yantar. So that's why they have Kaveya, 2 days Yantar, and the second day should not Mzazo, because you might make a Shash of the Yantar, and you shouldn't Mzazo this Yantar, so we're Sakin, all the Halachas are the same like any other second day of Yom Tov. Yeah. You got a kasha?
Yeah.
All right. Since we have another 15 minutes, I'll talk a little about Hilchos Yontif. I'll talk about the most pressing shayla that people ask. What is it?
Showers.
Two days Yontif. The women go nuts. 2 days Yontif without showers. And sometimes you have Yontif together with Shabbos. It's 3 days. Mamish, it's... Right. The question is mutter to take a shower or not. If you look through the halacha, in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, in our Chaim, in Sivveis, it's also, Mechavis says clearly, and in Kol Tamo also, it's also to Reichetz Kol Gufa Dechamim. Why? Because Naksidit Shav Al Chol Nefesh. Naksidit Shav Al Chol Nefesh. In olden times, they didn't take a shower every day. So it's not Shav Al Chol Nefesh. The only thing you're allowed to wash on Yontif is Panav. Mechavis says, you're allowed to wash Panav Yadar Ragla for Chamim. Because that's called Shavu Chol Nefesh. There's a machlokes mishbruna chashochen. If you're allowed to wash mixes gufay, let's say your underarms, different parts of your body, it's not really gufay part of your body, you can wash your chamen on yantif. Now stand by, sink and wash yourself. So it's a machlokes mishbruna chashochen. The mishbruna says you're allowed to, but that it says in the Gemara and the Shainim, pamiyal ragla v'tzlav dafka. As long as it's not, it's only mixes gufay, you're allowed to wash your tchamim. Now, you can't stand in the shower, but you can stand by a sink and wash these places of body. The Aruch HaShulchan argues, and he says, Panav Yadar Raglav, Davka Panav Yadar Raglav. That's the Aruch HaShulchan held. Okay? The Maestro Adina, you can be Mekel. The Shaila, the Zman Azer, the Chayyar, the Shavach on Nefer should change. Because here in America, the people take, at least it's women, and the many men that take every day a shower. So the Shaila is, can they take, especially Shavuot, I don't know what the weather's going to be. It's going to be hot, people get ready for Shvitz, and they usually take at least one shower a day. So the shayla is, can you take it on Yontif when you're very uncomfortable? You're allowed to take a hot shower or not?
I'm talking about warm water, not cold.
I'm talking only chamim, right now chamim. Okay.
Hot shower.
Well, get to that. I'm leading to it. I'm talking about chamim. So Shaila is, are you allowed to take Chamen on Yontif? The reason we say now after is not Shava or Chol Nefesh. This Shaila, I got very often. So when I went to Yisrael Visit, they had to show up. Now, Shlomo Zalman, in the Shmir Shabbos Chasa, on the top part, it says Asa. But in the parts we go to, you know, into the sugya and so on, they buy the tzorchin. If you're allowed to take this manna there, you're allowed to take a shower or not. So I asked them, what's out? Just a shiva ladina. It's a nama. He says, asa. He says, this, what? Dai wrote the shmishal, it's only for pulbi amma, but medirni now alta. Clear. There's no, vishtek. Only point of agav, anything more than that, any but the whole gufay, bechamem, if shlomizalma told me, it's asa. Rabbi Yashiv, I asked to show Yanker Fisher, so I'm exactly also. I spoke to Rabbi Yashiv, at that time I asked him the same kasha. I asked him, Chaya, Shavu Chol Nefesh, Hank by Shol Nefesh. So he looks at me and says, isn't that Americana? He said, I'm just telling you, isn't that Americana? He says, in India and China, maybe you take a shower once a month, he says. So what's the Shavu Mesh has to do with America? Sure, you have to look at the whole world. Yeah, that's right. I asked Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. I was once in a car with him, so I asked him a bunch of shaylos. So I asked him one shayla, I asked him to grab a shower. So he told me, he says, we have to change around Shavu Chol Nefesh to make it mutter, you have to be a Renatam or a Rashba. We have no right to do it. And he gave me a marshal. Taisus and Bey says, marshal Kli Shir. Shaylos Shemi Sakin Kli Shir. So some people say you can play because you only sign cliche. So there's a taisus like that. Ramor brings it down. The shayla is so taisus, the Rashba and taisus can say today's different. But today's different, we have no courage to do that. In fact, last year I asked once a Yashiv Akasha. Yes, he told me the whole thing about you can't change around Shavu Chol Nefesh and Chazal says no good. So I came back next time I asked him and I thought I got him. I asked him. By smoking, is a machlekes in the Rishayim, in the Shalach HaRashanat. And I saw tshuva from you. I saw the shivan as on that today the shal changes since a lot less people smoke. It's not shalom chomesh anymore. So I said l'chaya. You see, you do change shalom nefesh. So l'chaya should be able to take showers then. That's why I asked them. So he says, they smiled and he says, that's l'chumra. That's l'chumra. Cool, we'll tell l'chumra he can't, but l'chumra come out of town. He can always do l'chumra.
Maybe you pass differently by Stefano.
Huh?
Maybe you pass differently by
Stefano. What, smoking?
Stefano, yeah.
No, I'm just saying what he told me. Yeah. He says, that's l'chumra. L'chumra, that's megman. But the makeup, that's chominish. That's what he answered me.
That's with the regular water heater, not
in
the
midst of... It's even worse. Right. Yeah. Negeya cold showers. The din is like this. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that even Shabbos, not only Yontif, even Shabbos, if it's a freezing cold shower, then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos and Yontif. If you're star, you know, even though normally we're not ready to call gufay, but a shower, cold, freezing cold shower is okay. Moshe writes in tshuva, so you have to stand under a cold shower and. If you want to convince yourself, let's say for Shvitz and so on, you're allowed to take a freezing cold shower. But you're not allowed to turn on some hot water on it to take out the chill. To make him the Peshim is Vaisus from the Shiburin Alata. Because Vaisus from the Shiburin Topka for Alf Yin Alata. So the Mayor Dina asks if you want to take a shower, that's the only a freezing cold shower. You can't turn it, put in any hot water, even though you make it only. Lukewarm. Yes, someone that's asked me Kasha, Chaya, from Igris Moshe, Vaisa, it's not like that. Moshe, in our Chayin Chayil Dalad, he says over there, by I think Simonayin Dalad, when he talks about Inyon Chitzan Shabbos, he says lukewarm is allowed, you're allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos. He's talking about Moshe and Tshuva. But over there, it's a mistake. When Moshe says, he's only talking about Mayim Shuchma. May I have Shabbos? You know, if you cook the water for Shabbos, and let's say you use water from percolating, you want to make wash yourself off, then you're allowed to do it with lukewarm water of Chamashuk May Shabbos. But today, all places can speak out, Kamat all places can speak out, that all our water today, when you turn on the hot shower, it's Mayim Huk for Shabbos, because it's constantly cooking. So May I do Chayim Moshuk May Yantif, that lukewarm is also. That Moshe writes a tshuva. That it's talking about Shulchan Me'er Shabbos. I cooked it up and percolated it, cooked before Shabbos. Now I want to wash part of my body. Then you could do that. But Ma'in Shulchan Beyantif, that the Kulam with no one's matter. And therefore, and even Eva and Eva, some people say, they say Eva and Eva, but they make a mistake. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Tafkir Alf, Eva, it means Ma'in Shulchan Me'er Shabbos, Me'er Yantif. But Ma'in Shulchan Beyantif, even Eva Eva, you wash your whole body. It's still outside.
When I was turning off the gas to my hot water heater, I used hot water, which is now lukewarm.
People have tried that. They tell me there's no water pressure.
I'll turn off the gas, so it's not cooking anymore. Yeah.
Right. But the water inside is so hot, the water coming in is still going to get cooked.
Right.
The water inside is so hot.
But
that would not worry so much. That's Shabbos the problem, not Yontif. Yes. If you can work it out that way, then the Chayyah should be okay, the Chayyah. If you turn it off before Yontif. All right. On Yontif, you cannot use the bar soap because it's a mamarek or mamachik, whatever you want to call it. Shampoo on Yontif, it has thickness to it, according to Moshe, is not permissible. If it's very thin, if it's watery, then it's no problem. You have to worry about schita. Question, someone asked me, what about going to a mikvah? Mikvah is hot, mikvah, all mikvahs say that. The tshuva in Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer says in the tshuva that it's called, going to a mikvah is not called lechitza, it's called tzvila, yetayvah. So I tell people, if you go to mikvah on Shabbos and Yontif, you can't stay in shmuz there. You gotta go in and out. You can't just, sometimes it can be a whole, a whole chabur there, schmoozing in the mikvah, in a hot mikvah. You can't do that. You have to go out. You have to go in and out. That's what it's a chalitzin, tefillah and mechitza. Mechitza is takasa. Tefillah, in and out is okay. Even then, the Mishnah Berurah, in Shin Chavav, Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to use the mikvah of Peshim. And the same thing speaks out to Mishabura and Tafkuf Yeraus. If a woman has to go Tzaiva and Yotav, make sure the mikveh is only Paishim, not Chamim. That's what Mishabura speaks out. However, many Paiskim disagree with the Mishabura, and that's how we know the Rechaim and other Paiskim, they hold that you're allowed to take in, they hold like this, like you said, Adin Ezra. That it's only when it's Tzvila, it's not Rechitza, and therefore Mekel, even if it's very hot. Yeah?
If the hot water heater does not have a gas pilot light, but rather it's electric, always.
That's a big problem. It cooks it right away. The new ones, right, the new types of heaters, when water, cold water comes, it cooks it right away and then it comes out.
I'm talking about where there's a gas that heats the water, but the pilot is not a constant gas pilot. It's the gas source is living through.
It doesn't make a difference. Electric. As long as it cooks the water, it doesn't make a difference.
You're saying when a thermostat turns on
the thermostat,
fire,
it turns it on.
Turns on electricity.
Right.
Another thing someone asked me. Negeya. Negeya. For some reason, some of the Eidim go for Yontif to Eretz Yisrael. And they're starting to keep on second day Yontif, they go visit Eretz Yisrael. They keep only one day Yontif. It's a new fair. A lot of Americans go there, and they start to keep only one day Yontif. The din is, it comes from the modern Orthodox crowd. Huh? Svan, because of Chacham Tzvi. Yeah. But Ashkenazim, they used to go there so it's for Yontif, and they always used to keep 2 days Yontif. Now, many of them, especially many Chicagoans, I know for a fact, they started keeping only one day Yontif. The psak is, they have a psak for someone that saw says you only keep one Yontif. Then that's a show. When they go to the show for Yontif, they hear always. But go Sukkot. They go Sukkot. They hear Pesach. They hear Shavuos.
You're not asking if, let's say, for the last 5 years they're going there one Yontif, they skip and they stay here.
No. I'm talking like this. If there's a psak from the only one is I'm trying to get that. Let me get to everything. Okay. The thing is that you must keep if you go there just for one Yontif. You go there for Sukkot alone. You must keep 2 days Yontif. There's no heter whatsoever. Some people have started to be Mako. It's wrong. Shalakadim, there's no, the only one who's Mako from the Deir Achrein is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. And most Achrein, Mishtabur, most Achreinim disagree with that. And they hold you have to keep 2 days Yontif. You must keep 2 days in Ladina. And Moshe's Kamachuvah, Shlomo Zalman, Yashiv, they all hold. The only thing of Shlomo Zalman holds, which is a Chiddush Gadol, which everyone disagrees with him, but this is what he paskins. That if you go, Svivi Golem to Yontif, you go always, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot is always in Eretz Yisrael. Don't miss the Yontif. Every Yontif. I know people that go all good. They have an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. They want to be in Eretz Yisrael. They want to be all for Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. So then it's Machlekes. In the Sefer, Yontif Shenka Chosed brings out Machlekes. The Shem Zalman Lo Yashiv. The Shem Zalman holds, you're allowed to, you don't have to keep one day Yontif. That's what you're there. Always three Yom Tov. And even on this, the Yashiv disagrees. And vice versa, even from a merchant like that, that you have to keep 2 days Yontif. If you're dinner ben chutzlaret, you must keep 2 days Yontif ladin. Not lechuma, ladin you have to keep 2 days Yontif. And so, the ma'aseh to go to Eretz Yisrael, someone goes visiting Eretz Yisrael, he's mechuyev to keep 2 days Yontif. There's no heter whatsoever. You have a kasha still? Okay.
Make a difference if you have an apartment that.
Doesn't make you your own apartment. Today there are many chutzlots people that own apartments in Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't make a difference. You own apartment, don't own an apartment. You have if you're living here all year round, your panosis from here, you must keep 2 days Yontif. There's no way out.
And you live there for many years and you can have a
doctor come back? Depends where your panos is. Moshe, sometimes Bochrim, they get married, then they go to Sol for a few years. So there's a shadow that you keep there, so keep 1 day Yontif now. That is my choikus in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan is supposed to keep 1 day Yontif. Ramosha holds very stark. He has maybe 5-6 tshuvas. Says clearly, if your panasa comes to America, and you're staying, you're coming back to America eventually, then you must keep 2 days Yontif. Not Lachuma, but Ladina, you have to keep 2 days Yontif.
All right.
Huh?
That
doesn't matter. So Banisham is giving the money. Banisham is giving the money. It's their choice to support them. The bunch is giving them money.
What if in other words, they don't know if they're going to come back to America or not?
They should ask a shayla. On Sfeikas, you have to ask a shayla. Okay, everyone should have a good Yontif. We'll have Shia next Sunday.